Welcome to Living a Lifestyle of Prayer. My name is Catherine Egley, and I'm going to be reading some words I wrote entitled, God Hears and Helps. Let's start with prayer. Father, in Jesus' name, speak to us through these words today. I pray that every mom listening leaves encouraged, inspired. May she encounter you today. Fill her with your love and peace and wisdom. In Jesus' name, amen. The scripture for today is Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Lana, do you ever feel like you aren't enough for this mom job? Jesus understands what you're going through. He had 12 disciples, and I imagine it felt to Jesus like he had 12 children. Now granted, they were all potty trained and dressed themselves, but still, they didn't always listen to him. They fought over who was his favorite. They fell asleep when he desperately needed their help. And one ultimately betrayed him. Jesus gets it. He understands our exhaustion and our frustrations. And the good news is, he wants to help. Here are some ways to partner with him throughout the day. Start the day by getting up a few minutes before your kids. If that's a struggle for you, ask God for help. He will help you get up so you can have a few minutes to spend with him and fill your tank before you give all day. Start the day with scripture. Like, today is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Start by asking for help. Help me to be the mom you want me to be. Speak through me. Love through me. Help me to be present and engaged. Holy Spirit, fill me. The Holy Spirit is God in us. Just like we prefer a midday cup of coffee or tea, don't forget your midday cry for help. God is available anytime. When you're tired, he gives you strength. When you need wisdom, ask. The Holy Spirit will reveal things you need to know. And then night. Night can be so hard, but don't forget to ask for help. I'm usually exhausted by the time I put my four boys to bed, but bedtime is a critical time to invest in our children because they're most vulnerable at bedtime. They suddenly share things they haven't said all day. Sometimes they share worries and fears. Take time to listen to your children, to sing, and most importantly, to pray. This is a great time to help your children choose faith over fear. There are 365 verses in the Bible that remind us to not be afraid. A verse for every day of the year. We will quote these at bedtime. One of our favorites is 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. We will sing that or repeat it until my boys feel peace. Be careful not to pray shaming prayers over your children like, forgive my son for being a bad boy. Please don't do that. Your children will feel ashamed and not want to turn to God when they mess up. Sweet mom, pray prayers that inspire and encourage your children. Prayers that give them something to live up to, like, thank you, Lord, for making my son strong and courageous and kind. Pray scriptures with them and over them. Another one of our favorites is Luke chapter 2, verse 52. It says that Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. So I pray, dear Lord, may my son grow in wisdom, stature, and in favor with God and man. Let me share an incredible story about how our nightly prayer time impacted my oldest son. Before he started kindergarten, I would pray these L's with him at night. I asked that God would help him be a strong leader, a good listener, a fast learner, and to know God's love and show God's love to others. When I got his first report card, his teacher wrote that George has enthusiasm for learning, he is a superstar listener, and is kind to his classmates. It thrilled my heart to see how God answered our prayers so specifically. Not only do our prayers cause heaven to work on our behalf, but we also inspire our kids and remind them of who God has made them to be. nightly prayer routine reminds my boys that they are leaders, listeners, learners, and boys who know God's love and show God's love. We are so blessed to have the gift of prayer, to have a God who knows us, loves us, and listens to us. He chose you and He will empower you, strengthen you, provide you with His peace. All we need to do is ask. Isn't that amazing? Let's close with prayer. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for choosing each of us to be the mother of our children. Empower us to be the moms you've created us to be. Help us to pray bold prayers for and with our children. Amen. I'd like to close with a declaration, so you are more than welcome to repeat these words after me. I declare that my prayers are powerful and effective. I speak to this day and call it blessed. I serve a good God who will do exceedingly and abundantly more than I can ask or think. I declare peace over my mind and emotions. I declare strength and health to my body. I am chosen and loved by God. Amen. Thanks to each of you listening, and have a wonderful day. Love from Catherine Eglise.